Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast, presented by Marigold. And there's a bunch of changes out there right now on social media platforms and subject lines, small things that are actually a game changer. I don't think people are aware of that are just happening literally right now. So I want to take you through some of these quick wins, cost you nothing, take 3 seconds, that you should be thinking about. The first one is on LinkedIn. I know how this ridiculous is going to sound. So, you know, when you go on LinkedIn and somebody gets a new job or they get a new certification and they post one of those professional like announcement posts where it's like the same GIFs of like the cupcake that you've seen for years or the little exploding fireworks that you've seen for years on your feed when people have something that they want to say about a milestone. Well, what just got released, like right now, finally, is that LinkedIn has added 16 new built-in animation GIFs for these announcements, these templates, when you have these different achievements, as opposed to the same six that have been out there for a zillion years. Who cares? Why does it matter? I'm going to tell you why this matters. So for the next, I would say, 30 days, you're going to see a massive engagement boost if you use one of these new 16 achievement GIFs. Now, you're saying, well, I'm not getting a new job. I'm not getting a certification or whatever, so this doesn't apply to me. But that's where everybody gets this all wrong. So on LinkedIn, if you go in your experience section and you add a new experience, you don't need a new job, okay? You could say that you're attending an event. You could say that you learned how to post on Reddit. You could say that you just went to this webinar and you learned these five things. You can list anything as an experience. And the reason you want to do that is when you list it as an experience in that section, okay, there's a button at the top, which is this toggle. It's like a green button that says notify your network or not notify your network. When you click notify your network, and then it goes ahead and creates a post and it posts it, when it does that, it gets significantly more circulation on LinkedIn than a regular post that you would put in your feed. You want to do that even without these new GIFs that are out there. But because LinkedIn just released these new animations, these new GIFs, people are going to stop. They're going to do a millisecond pause because they're not going to have ever seen them before because they're brand new right now. And the combination of you notifying your network and it going further and using one of these built-in GIFs that LinkedIn has now released, these 16, this will give you a massive boost in circulation over the next 30 days. And if you've never tested using the experience section for one of these types of posts, you're making a mistake. Okay, you can get rid of the experience. You don't have to leave it up there forever. You can get rid of it in 3 weeks. You could even change the order in your experience section and move it further down. But you should be thinking about the experience section as a super duper way to post something to get your network to be notified. And now is the time to do it. People sleep on that all day long. I use it all the time. Some other changes that are out there that I don't think people are aware of is that on Instagram, you want to get more engagement on Instagram. Here's a secret that Adam Mosseri, who's the head of Instagram, actually said this past week. So Instagram has their new editing app where you can make, you know, videos and edit videos on this free app that they released called Edits. That's the name of the app. It's from Instagram. But here's the secret sauce that nobody knows. This is what he said, Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram. He said, for now, Edits, the video editing app from Instagram, does help with reach. We are trying to bootstrap the app. What does that mean? That means that if you make your video and you edit your video using the Instagram app, they know it. And then when you post that, they are circulating those posts that are made with their app further. This is not something that's going to last for 6 months or a year, or whatever. But for right now, if you want to get more reach, and look, they're smart. They want more people using the app. Right? So if you want to get more reach, all you got to do right now is make your post using the Instagram app. It's really that simple. So I'll tell you what's not simple is anybody trying to get traction on Blue Sky. If you remember like 6 months ago, everyone's like, oh my God, Blue Sky, the new social media network, it's going to blow up. It's dominating, whatever. And Blue Sky is dying. Okay. Blue Sky was gaining about 5 million new users a month. That's now down to about 1.5 million users a month. But the bigger problem, according to Jazz Blue Sky Index, and I saw all the data right directly from Blue Sky, is that their posting volume is down about 15% since June. So even though they're adding like a few million new people, the overall posting volume on the platform is down 15% since June. They have about 35 million people on the platform. This thing is toast. Blue Sky is going to become irrelevant. So sorry, Blue Sky, you're in big, big trouble. The other last thing in terms of an easy quick win tip is if you're not double downing right now in your email, in your subject line specifically on back to school, you are failing. Back to school. So according to subjectline.com, now, right in through September 15th is it. And for you B2B marketers, your business to business marketers, do not tune out back to school. Obviously on the consumer side, back to school crushes it. But on the business side, here's the stat. If you actually reference things related to back to school between now and September 15th, email open rates, if you mention at the start of your subject line, increased by about 15%. So you're not saying back to school because that's ridiculous. What you are saying though are things like at the start of your subject line, pop quiz, colon, blah, 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 report card, blah, 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 hall pass, check out this webinar, first day energy, classes in session. You want to say things that get into the mindset of everybody, which is dealing with back to school. Okay. That's where everyone's mind is at. And when you say these phrases, you know, first day energy, pop quiz, report card, things like that, it gets people to look at it for that millisecond more. And that's when they decide to open it up. So don't sleep on back to school, regardless of what market you're in. I don't care if you're boring B2B, if you're a nonprofit, consumer, does not matter. All right. Before we get to the ridiculous portion of this podcast, which is always ridiculous, I want you to know this podcast is exclusively presented by Emma. Emma is an email sending platform. Listen, if you're out there, you don't like your sending platform, I get it. Most of them stink. This one doesn't stink. It is great for all sorts of email sends, automations, triggers, loyalty marketing. And for only listeners to this podcast, we got you hooked up 50% off for the first 3 months. All you got to do to get this offer is go to jschwedelson.com/Emma. That's jschwedelson.com/EMMA for access to 50% off for 3 months. Come on. All right, let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. So what's going on in my life? I just dropped off my son to college. He's a freshman. First of all, very emotional. He wasn't emotional. I was emotional. My wife was emotional. But beyond that, so I said to him, I was very shocked. I said, hey, so my family, me and my wife, my two kids, my daughter's going to be a senior in high school. My son's obviously a freshman. We are on Life 360 together. That's that app where everyone could see where they are at any moment. It's amazing. The app's amazing. Okay. So I said to my son, I said, hey, now you're going to college, you know, do you want us to turn off Life 360? Meaning like, we don't have to follow you wherever you go. You know, this is your world. You're a dude. Do your thing. You're a grown person, whatever. And he said to me, no, I want you to leave it on. I said, why? He goes, because what if I'm like in trouble or something and I want people to know where I'm at? So he goes, I trust you all to not be annoying. So leave it on. I was like, look at you. I was very, very impressed. I'm like, you're a very smart, mature individual. But, and the thing is, don't tell him this. So now I'm back home. It's been a couple of days since I dropped him off and I'm constantly looking at the thing. What is he doing? Where's he going? Because classes don't start for like a week. So it's like a free for all where he's at. And it's amazing because I wake up in the morning, I look, I'm like, whoa, what went on? So, but I never bring it up to him because I'm like, I'm not going to tell him that I see where he's going. That's none of my business. The whole Life 360 thing is weird because if my parents had this when I was a kid, oh, they would have called me every 5 seconds saying, what are you doing where you are? Like, why are you where you are? So I guess it's just different when you grow up these days. I do feel bad for my daughter right now, though, because my daughter's going to be a senior in high school. And now that my son's out of the house, she's the only one around. And so now we are just like torturing her asking her like a billion questions, whereas about anything, just to have noise and activity in our home. And I feel it. She's a wonderful human being, but I feel bad for her because she's like, I mean, really, I have to put up with you annoying me for the next year because I'm the only one around. If I was her, I'd be hiding out because it's epically annoying to have two parents like, all right, tell us this, tell us that. How annoying. I'm annoying myself right now. Anyway, listen, if you want to add me to your Life 360, you want to know where I am, I'm going to tell you where I am at all times. I'm either at my desk at work or I'm on my couch watching Love is Blind UK, which I'm very involved with right now. That's the only two places I'm at. If you invite me out to dinner or anything like that, I will lie and say I have other plans and I just will be at my home on my couch watching TV. That's me. That's my jam. Don't judge me or judge me. I don't care. And I will see you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.